Alexander's a call at
855-777-9785. Hi, everybody. We could see some significant rainfall amounts over the next few days, right on through the weekend and even Monday, too. Look for periods of showers and thunderstorms around today and tonight. Not as warm today with a high temperature up to about 82. Tonight's low 71. Tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, showers and thunderstorms. Locally heavy downpours. High temperatures in the low to mid 80s. Lows at night right around 70. Monday, more showers and thunderstorms. Then on Tuesday, I think it'll start to thin out and we'll get into a better day with drier conditions. Stay on top of this active weather situation with our free weather app. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather, get it on your phone or tablet today. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASC Credit Union, 9 locations or online at yourasecu.com.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. In Crenshaw County, a man is accused of biting off another man's ear. Johnny Ray Wilson Jr. of Rutledge is charged with first-degree assault after authorities say Wilson attacked an elderly man who stopped to help him after he crashed his car into a creek. The elderly victim was flown to Birmingham for treatment. Wilson is in the Crenshaw County Jail with no bond. Authorities are working a death investigation after a body was found in the Alabama River between Powder Magazine Ramp and Cooter's Pond. Multiple law enforcement agencies, including Montgomery Police, are now assisting in the case. A South Carolina man has been convicted of killing his five children and burying them in Wilcox County. Timothy Jones Jr. has been on trial since April. In 2014, Jones killed his five children in Lexington, South Carolina, drove with them in his car for a week before burying them in Camden. Jones now faces the death penalty. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jalea Brooks. Be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents
and Doug.
If I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up.
Did someone just say, if I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up? Ma'am, what if my partner, this wild emu, and I told you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need?
I'd say sign me up for Liberty Mutual. And also, your emu is eating my tire.
Limu! No. Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
When it comes to their kids, dads don't have favorites. When it comes to their tools, they do. And the Home Depot has every one of them. Top brands like Makita and DeWalt. Exclusive brands like Ryobi, Husky, and Ridgid. Even Milwaukee. With an M12 12-volt 5-tool kit. Now just $199. Today is the day for doing. And for dad. With the best selection of his favorite tools only at the Home Depot. More safe. More doing. Offer valid through June 19th while supplies last.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Former Dr. William Usel, charged with 25 counts of murder stemming from the deaths of patients at Mount Carmel Hospital. Many of the patients were nearing the end of life, and that Dr. Usel hastened their deaths.
The flash flood and severe weather threat for millions all the way to the mid-Atlantic.
Arrests along U.S.-Mexico borders surged again last month.
The border is a disaster. It's not a crisis. It's a complete, utter disaster.
And health officials in Fiji now say that they have ruled out influenza as the cause of the death of David and Michelle Paul.
Bernie Sanders made headlines when he appeared at Walmart's shareholder meeting and accused the company of paying its employees what he called starvation wages.
A 74-year-old woman who fell while hiking in Arizona is recovering not just from her injuries but from dizziness. She was being hoisted by a medevac helicopter and the stretcher started spinning. This happened for nearly a minute.
Amazon saying they're nearly set for home drone delivery.
We stand on a lonely, windswept point on the northern shore of France. But 40 years ago at this moment, the air was dense with smoke and the cries of men, and the air was filled with the crack of rifle fire and the roar of cannon. Here in Normandy, the rescue began at dawn on the morning of the 6th of June, 1944.
62 of the Rangers who scaled the cliffs there at Pointe Hope. Now back 40 years later to the scene of their heroic action.
These are the boys of Pointe Hope. These are the men who took the cliffs.
It was a very moving experience. They were what General Marshall called our secret weapon, the best damn kids in the world. Where do we find them? Where do we find such men? And the answer came almost as quickly as I'd asked the question. Where we've always found them in this country. On the farms, the shops, the stores, and the offices. They just are the product of the freest society the world has ever known. Someday, Liz, I'll go back, said Private First Class Peter Robert Zanetta of the 37th Engineer Combat Battalion and first assault wave to hit Omaha Beach. Lisa Zanetta Hinn began her story by quoting her father who promised that he would return to Normandy. She ended with a promise to her father who died 8 years ago of cancer. I'm going there, Dad. And I'll see the beaches and the barricades and the monuments. I'll see the graves and I'll put flowers there just like you wanted to do. I'll feel all the things you made me feel through your stories and your eyes. I'll never forget what you went through, Dad, nor will I let anyone else forget. And Dad, I'll always be proud. Through the words of his loving daughter, who is here with us today, a D-Day veteran has shown us the meaning of this day far better than any president can. It is enough for us to say about Private Zanetta and all the men of honor and courage who fought beside him 4 decades ago, we will always remember. We will always be proud. We will always be prepared, so we may be always free.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. Newstar 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show, on a Thursday. Thumbs up Thursday. See a police officer, give them a big thumbs up. Stock market is up 76 points. Temperature outside is 76 degrees. That happens all the time. So when it's 200 points up on the Dow, how hot is it outside? Let me bring in new Mr. Producer Assistant Learning Neophyte, Big John.
Hey, how are you, Dan?
Doing great. You got teaching the applause thing.
I know. I'm sorry.
No problem.
Wait a minute.
There you go. So how are we doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I am doing great. Did you see any of the president's speech at Normandy?
I saw it starting at 5 o'clock.
I tell you something.
He did a great job.
He did a spectacular job. And here's the key is MSNBC, which had Joe and Mika there, plus Mike Barnacle and all these others. What they did is they kind of set it up and then they turned the show over to the president and did his entire speech. Fox News didn't do that.
No.
MSNBC did. And I tell you what, he scored a home run with it.
I think it was very sincere and well received.
And I'll tell you what, it's like we learned in the Reagan White House is, you know, you can talk bad about something, but when you're seeing the video of it and it's really good, you know it's going to be good. So I'm going to do this for you guys. I'm going to play parts of the president's speech. President Trump speaks at 75th anniversary. There you go. This roll tape. I've cut out about 9 minutes of applause out of this whole thing.
Gathered here on freedom's altar, on these shores, on these bluffs, on this day, 75 years ago, 10,000 men shed their blood and thousands sacrificed their lives for their brothers, for their countries, and for the survival of liberty. Today we remember those who fell and we honor all who fought right here in Normandy. They won back this ground for civilization to more than 170 veterans of the Second World War who join us today. You are among the very greatest Americans who will ever live. You are the pride of our nation. You are the glory of our republic. And we thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Here with you are over 60 veterans who landed on D-Day. Our debt to you is everlasting. Today we express our undying gratitude. When you were young, these men enlisted their lives in a great crusade, one of the greatest of all times. Their mission is the story of an epic battle and the ferocious, eternal struggle between good and evil. On the 6th of June, 1944, they joined a liberation force of awesome power and breathtaking scale. After months of planning, the Allies had chosen this ancient coastline to mount their campaign to vanquish the wicked tyranny of the Nazi Empire from the face of the earth. The battle began in the skies above us. In those first tense midnight hours, 1,000 aircraft roared overhead with 17,000 Allied airborne troops preparing to leap into the darkness beyond these trees. Then came dawn. The enemy who had occupied these heights saw the largest naval armada in the history of the world. Just a few miles offshore were 7,000 vessels bearing 130,000 warriors. They were the citizens of free and independent nations united by their duty to their compatriots and to millions yet unborn. There were the British whose nobility and fortitude saw them through the worst of Dunkirk and the London Blitz. The full violence of Nazi fury was no match for the full grandeur of British pride. Thank you. There were the Canadians whose robust sense of honor and loyalty compelled them to take up arms alongside Britain from the very, very beginning. There were the fighting Poles, the tough Norwegians, and the intrepid Aussies. There were the gallant French commandos, soon to be met by thousands of their brave countrymen ready to write a new chapter in the long history of French valor. And finally, there were the Americans. They came from the farms of a vast heartland, the streets of glowing cities and the forges of mighty industrial towns. Before the war, many had never ventured beyond their own community. Now they had come to offer their lives half a world from home. This beach, codenamed Omaha, was defended by the Nazis with monstrous firepower, thousands and thousands of mines and spikes driven into the sand so deeply. It was here that tens of thousands of the Americans came, the GIs who boarded the landing craft that morning, knew that they carried on their shoulders not just the pack of a soldier, but the fate of the world. Colonel George Taylor, whose 16th Infantry Regiment would join in the first wave, was asked what would happen if the Germans stopped. Right then and there, cold on the beach, just stopped them. What would happen? This great American replied, "Why, the 18th Infantry is coming in right behind us. the 26th Infantry will come on too. Then there is the 2nd Infantry Division, already afloat, and the 9th Division, and the 2nd Armored, and the 3rd Armored, and all the rest. Maybe the 16th won't make it, but someone will. One of those men in Taylor's 16th Regiment was Army Medic Ray Lambert. Ray was only 23, but he had already earned 3 Purple Hearts and 2 Silver Stars fighting in North Africa and Sicily, where he and his brother Bill, no longer with us, served side by side. In the early morning hours, the two brothers stood together on the deck of the USS Henrico before boarding 2 separate Higgins landing craft. "If I don't make it," Bill said, "please, please take care of my family." Ray asked his brother to do the same. Of the 31 men on Ray's landing craft, only Ray and 6 others made it to the beach. There were only a few of them left. They came to the sector right here below us. Easy Red, it was called. Again and again, Ray ran back into the water. He dragged out one man after another. He was shot through the arm. His leg was ripped open by shrapnel. His back was broken. He nearly drowned. He had been on the beach for hours, bleeding and saving lives, when he finally lost consciousness. He woke up the next day on a cot beside another badly wounded soldier. He looked over and saw his brother Bill. They made it. They made it. They made it. At 98 years old, Ray is here with us today with his 4th Purple Heart and his 3rd Silver Star from Omaha. Ray, the free world salutes you.
This speech was absolutely incredible.
Nearly 2 hours in, unrelenting fire from these bluffs kept the Americans pinned down on the sand, now red with our hero's blood. Then, just a few hundred yards from where I'm standing, a breakthrough came. The battle turned, and with it, history. Down on the beach, Captain Joe Dawson, the son of a Texas preacher, led Company G through a minefield to a natural fold in the hillside, still here. Just beyond this path, to my right, Captain Dawson snuck beneath an enemy machine gun perch and tossed his grenades. Soon, American troops were charging up Dawson's draw. What a job he did. What bravery he showed. Lieutenant Spaulding and the men from Company E moved on to crush the enemy strong point on the far side of this cemetery and stop the slaughter on the beach below. Countless more Americans poured out across this ground, all over the countryside. They joined fellow American warriors from Utah Beach and allies from Juneau, Sword and Gold, along with the Airborne and the French Patriots. Private First Class Russell Pickett of the 29th Division's famed 116th Infantry Regiment had been wounded in the first wave that landed on Omaha Beach. At a hospital in England, Private Pickett vowed to return to battle. "I'm going to return," he said. "I'm going to return." 6 days after D-Day, He rejoined his company. Two-thirds had been killed already. Many had been wounded within 15 minutes of the invasion. They lost 19 just from the small town of Bedford, Virginia alone. Before long, a grenade left Private Pickett, and he was gravely wounded, so badly wounded. Again, he chose to return. He didn't care. He had to be here. He was then wounded a third time and laid unconscious for 12 days. They thought he was gone. They thought he had no chance. Russell Pickett is the last known survivor of the legendary Company A. And today, believe it or not, he has returned once more to these shores to be with his comrades. Private Pickett, you honor us all with your presence.
I want to tell you, this is the best speech I've ever heard Trump give. This is very Reagan-esque, where he's telling the stories. He's got the men behind him. Every time he calls them out, he salutes them, he goes up and hugs them. And it was really emotional. This was the best thing going. And what really happened on the MSNBC, they just let it run what we call portal-to-portal coverage. And a whole bunch of people got to see this, got to see Trump be Trump as president. Going to be back with the second part of the speech right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
He's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
As a kid, I got a kick out of helping my grandpa string up a white sheet in the living room while grandma loaded the reel with home movies. I even enjoy watching the VHS tapes my parents took of me at my first soccer game. My poor dad. Running around the field with that huge camcorder on his shoulder, huffing and puffing. I capture all my kiddos' moments on my phone. I don't want to lose this visual history, as I like to call it. I did my research and trusted Dan Black Studios to convert our files and films. Dan Black Studios has provided quality professional video services to the River Region for over 30 years and can convert anything to a DVD or digital format. 8mm films, slides, VHS tapes, iPhone videos and pictures, I mean everything. Dan Black Studios' processing facility is in Montgomery, unlike the big box store, so you don't have to worry about anything being lost in transit. Preserve your visual history. Call Dan Black Studios at 334-279-6036.
What's up, Montgomery? This your boy, Bama Miles, up here at Rim Time. We've been rocking with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 6 years now. If you're looking to grow your business, hit them up. They'll get you right.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Are you tired of waiting on that credit union or bank to call you back? I'll tell you why. Those credit unions and banks are busy doing things other than mortgages. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better. We are brokers, not bankers. What does that mean? Simply put, it means more money in your pocket. We have exclusive access to the very best rates and programs offered. Let us shop for you. Come on, y'all. If you were having chest pains, you wouldn't call a foot doctor. you would call a heart specialist, right? You should treat your mortgage with the very same standard of care. Whether you're looking to purchase or refinance your home, don't waste another minute. Call the mortgage specialist at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see the Alabama Home Mortgage difference. NMLS 1586 368, Equal Housing Lender.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
That's where we are. Incredible event in Normandy. I've been there, and I thought the Reagan events were spectacular. I'll have to say, I think Trump and the whole putting everything together with Macron speaking and what he said about the United States, what he said about Trump, the whole thing, it was top-notch. And if CNN badmouths Trump tonight, I will probably lose the TV from breaking it, because it was just perfect, and he hit all the right notes of everything. Let's listen to the second part of the speech.
Tough guy. By the fourth week of August, Paris was liberated. Some who landed here pushed all the way to the center of Germany. Some threw open the gates of Nazi concentration camps to liberate Jews who had suffered the bottomless horrors of the Holocaust. And some warriors fell on other fields of battle, returning to rest on this soil for eternity. Before this place was consecrated to history, the land was owned by a French farmer, a member of the French resistance. These were great people. These were strong and tough people. His terrified wife waited out D-Day in a nearby house, holding tight to their little baby girl. The next day, a soldier appeared. "I'm an American," he said. "I'm here to help." The French woman was overcome with emotion and cried. Days later, she laid flowers on fresh American graves. Today, her granddaughter, Stephanie, serves as a guide at this cemetery. This week, Stephanie led 92-year-old Marion Wynn of California to see the grave of her brother Don for the very first time. Marion and Stephanie are both with us today, and we thank you for keeping alive the memories of our precious heroes. Thank you. ...9,388 young Americans rest beneath the white crosses and Stars of David arrayed on these beautiful grounds. Each one has been adopted by a French family that thinks of him as their own. They come from all over France to look after our boys. They kneel, they cry, they pray, they place flowers, and they never forget. Today, America embraces the French people and thanks you for honoring our beloved dead. Thank you. Thank you. To all of our friends and partners, our cherished alliance was forged in the heat of battle, tested in the trials of war, and prove it in the blessings of peace. Our bond is unbreakable. From across the earth, Americans are drawn to this place as though it were a part of our very soul. We come not only because of what they did here. We come because of who they were. They were young men with their entire lives before them. They were husbands who said goodbye to their young brides and took their duty as their fate. They were fathers who would never meet their infant sons and daughters because they had a job to do. And with God as their witness, they were going to get it done. They came wave after wave, without question, without hesitation, and without complaint. More powerful than the strength of American arms was the strength of American hearts. These men ran through the fires of hell, moved by a force no weapon could destroy. The fierce patriotism of a free, proud, and sovereign people. They battled not for control and domination, but for liberty, democracy, and self-rule. They pressed on for love and home and country, the main streets, the schoolyards, the churches, and neighbors, the families, and communities that gave us men such as these. They were sustained by the confidence that America can do anything. Because we are a noble nation with a virtuous people praying to a righteous God. The exceptional might came from a truly exceptional spirit. The abundance of courage came from an abundance of faith. The great deeds of an army came from the great depths of their love. As they confronted their fate, the Americans of the Allies placed themselves into the palm of God's hand. The men behind me will tell you that they are just the lucky ones. As one of them recently put it, all the heroes are buried here. But we know what these men did. We knew how brave they were. They came here and saved freedom. And then they went home and showed us all what freedom is all about. The American sons and daughters who saw us to victory were no less extraordinary in peace. They built families, they built industries, they built a national culture that inspired the entire world. In the decades that followed, America defeated communism, secured civil rights, revolutionized science, launched a man to the moon, and then kept on pushing to new frontiers. And today, America is stronger than ever before. Seven decades ago, the warriors of D-Day fought a sinister enemy who spoke of a thousand-year empire. In defeating that evil, they left a legacy that will last not only for a thousand years, but for all time. For as long as the soul knows of duty and honor, for as long as freedom keeps its hold on the human heart. To the men who sit behind me, and to the boys who rest in the field before me, your example will never, ever grow old. Your legend will never die. Your spirit, brave, unyielding, and true, will never die. The blood that they spilled, the tears that they shed, the lives that they gave, the sacrifice that they made, did not just win a battle. It did not just win a war. Those who fought here won a future for our nation. They won the survival of our civilization. And they showed us the way to love, cherish, and defend our way of life for many centuries to come. Today, as we stand together upon this sacred earth, we pledge that our nation will forever be strong and united. We will forever be together. Our people will forever be bold. Our hearts will forever be loyal. And our children and their children will forever and always be free. May God bless our great veterans. May God bless our allies. May God bless the heroes of D-Day. And may God bless America. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Incredible speech. I'm looking forward to seeing how NBC, ABC, and CBS News will handle this tonight. They're literally, and there were obviously pool cameras in there, because during that speech, there were people listening to it. They were wiping tears from their eyes. And I doubt that will be on ABC, NBC, or CBS. Outstanding speech. I want to thank Ashley and her mother, Tina, for listening and their kind comments. CCR, thank you for your kind words. Chief, always appreciate you enjoying the show and listening to the show. Dan Morris Show, we're going to be back right after this.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Sometimes you need things done around your house or land that your lawnmower or weed eater just can't handle. That's when you call Prattville Farm Center. They bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They say no job is too small. I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years, and I like dealing with hometown folks. They get the job done right and get it done quickly. If you have land that needs clearing, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400.
Paid for by Meadows for District 74, P.O. Box 230158, Montgomery, Alabama, 36123.
There is only one choice for the voters of Montgomery on June 11th for State House, Republican Charlotte Meadows. Charlotte Meadows is the only proven Republican. She even campaigned for President Trump in Florida in 2016. Charlotte is the only proven conservative who has fought for much-needed educational reforms here in Montgomery. She supports our teachers and wants to make sure tax dollars actually get to our children's classroom. Charlotte Meadows will protect the Second Amendment and is the only candidate ever endorsed by the National Rifle Association. Charlotte Meadows will fight for the unborn, and she will work with local leaders to reduce crime here in Montgomery. We need to stand with Charlotte because she is the only candidate who has stood with us. When you go to the polls on June 11th, remember to vote for the Republican choice, the conservative choice, the only choice. Vote for Republican Charlotte Meadows for State House.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. Veterans honored 75 years after the historic D-Day offensive.
Sacrifice that triumphed over tyranny. and won back not just a continent, but a world to freedom.
Vice President Pence at the National D-Day Memorial in Bedford, Virginia, while President Trump and the French president paid tribute in Normandy, France.
Around 35 American veterans of the invasion attending a commemoration here. The French president, Emmanuel Macron, telling them,
"We know what we owe to you veterans, our freedom. On behalf of my nation, I just want to say thank you."
All of those veterans now in their 90s or older.
Fox's Simon Owen. And the FCC voting to allow phone companies to block those unwanted robocalls by default. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Hi, everybody. We could see some significant rainfall amounts over the next few days, right on through the weekend and even Monday, too. Look for periods of showers and thunderstorms around today and tonight. Not as warm today with a high temperature up to about 82. Tonight's low 71. Tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, showers and thunderstorms. Locally heavy downpours. High temperatures in the low to mid 80s. Lows at night right around 70. Monday, more showers and thunderstorms. Then on Tuesday, I think it'll start to thin out and we'll get into a better day with drier conditions. Stay on top of this active weather situation with our free weather app. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. Get it on your phone or tablet today. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Now at Nuke's, the express market with freshly prepared goodness meals to go. Grab-and-go proteins and house-made sauces. Pick up anytime or place order on the Nuke's app for curbside delivery. You'll be the hero at your next dinner. Nuke's, 7880 Vaughn Road.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
.27 2928, that's where we are. I want to suggest to anyone that is in Paris, we would take helicopters over to Normandy, and but you can take a train. We took the train one day, and it was beautiful. It was a little less than a two-hour train ride there. Then we had cars pick us up at the station. But you get to see the French countryside, and it's really beautiful. Normandy is a beautiful place. The greenery on there, you think of the cliffs and the rocks of the beaches, but up on the top is this greenery. And when you're there, you'll see the pillboxes and the cannon positions and the machine gun positions that were there. And you can actually walk into the pillboxes and see how they were doing their ammunition and how they had these very high-powered machine guns. They were actually up on metal stands that were there. They were hooked down on those instead of the traditional machine gun position where you would think of, where you're firing off of a hillside or off of a little ridge or something like that. But you look down at that and think about, you know, 10,000 troops coming on those beaches facing this incredible gunfire, and it was amazing. And once they breached the area and they could get around and do a hook on them. They also had a whole bunch of paratroopers that landed the night before, and the village of Calais that was there, where if you've seen The Longest Day, where Red Buttons got stuck on a church steeple with his parachute. They actually have a mannequin on a parachute that's stuck up on that same steeple that's there. And it's kind of weird, but the French people just greet you with open arms. They loved it. They loved the fact that Reagan was there. I'm sure that the Trump team is going to have the same thing. But I promise you, I know Paris is, you know, the city of lights, city of fountains, and Trump triumphs, the Arc de Triomphe, the Louvre and all of that, Versailles is beautiful, but I'm telling you, it is worth it. If you want to see the American part of things, it is worth it to go to Normandy and go see the grave sites and go to the IMAX Theater. It is absolutely incredible. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Rodney. Rodney, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Dan and Joey, how y'all doing today?
Very, very good.
Salutes up to all our fallen soldiers around the world, all the celebrations going on today, all our military. Salutes up to y'all guys. We love y'all. I love what our president has said to y'all today. It's just wonderful that we are recognizing our great fallen soldiers. Man, there's something bothering me about the Republican part, man. You know, I sit back and I just kind of pivot and watch. And there's two things that I did. The first thing to come out, I heard the Republican Party wants to talk with Trump before he does anything with tariffs against Mexico, because they're concerned of how it could affect pricing and the American people. Then I hear today the pivot. The pivot is that they're no longer saying because of the American people they're concerned about this. What I want to know is who these guys are and every one of their names, because we got to get them out of there, Dan. If these guys don't know what the cost of these illegal aliens is doing to the American people and our economies, our school systems, and everything else, and they worried about what an avocado going to cost, we got to get rid of them. These people are dumbfounded to the dumbest extent I've ever heard something come out of their mouth. The Republicans need to keep their mouth shut, stay out of this, and if they need to ask the president something, they need to go ask him personal and not put this stuff out in the media because they look like a bunch of idiots. What do you think about that, Dan? I mean, both of those statements I just got is fact, and it's been documented. This is in the media. What is wrong with these guys when they say this kind of stuff? What are they thinking?
They don't understand Trump. They don't understand what Trump is doing. And what Trump is doing is he got him to the discussion table. Now, things broke down. And actually, Mexico sent troops and sent a special police brigade to go push people back, and they intercepted them south of the Mexican border, actually in Guatemala, and told them to turn around. And a whole bunch of them did. Now, some didn't. They had to wrestle them down to the ground and put them in vans and cart them off. But it's working. I think Trump just wants it. I think Trump wants them to know, Mexico to know he's real, that he's serious, and that he wants something done.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that, but the point that I'm getting here is when they start talking about their concern about tariffs and, you know, increasing pricing in the United States, are you telling me, Dan, that them bunch of idiots don't know what these illegal aliens are costing per person coming across that border with everything that we're going to have to hand out on a silver platter to them, and for them to say something like that tells me they're either disconnected or there's just the same old denial in their mind. I mean, I'm telling you, Dan, I am so fed up with all these politicians spewing all this stuff out that I'm afraid that a lot of them are going to get their walking papers because people are really paying attention. Now, guys, I don't care if the price of the cars go up, avocados go up. I don't care if everything comes across that border goes up. I'm willing to pay it to secure the future for my children and for my country. If these people can't recognize this and they represent us in Washington, they need to resign today, their position, or they need to be thrown out of office, period. That's just my opinion. I mean, the nonsense foolishness is over with. It's time to clean house, drain the swamp. And not only our president drained the swamp, it's time for us as American citizens to walk into the ballot box and drain the swamp. Guys, get on board with Trump and let's do it. Let's get it done. I'm sick of hearing about avocados. America's way more important than avocados.
Thanks for the telephone call, Rodney. I wish you have a great day. Michael Fritz is going to be joining us at 1 o'clock, by the way, for an interview. Let's see how... Oh, got to go to break. Sorry about that. News 793.1. Then my show will be back right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes. Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I have to ask Mr. Don Rickard, what's going on at Brubaker Motors? I've been in Troy, Clanton, Birmingham, even in Tuscaloosa, and everywhere I go, I'm seeing cars with Brubaker stickers on them.
Well, it's two things. Our minimum pricing policy is part of it. We'd rather sell 1,000 vehicles and only make $100 than sell 100 cars and make $1,000. We price our vehicles to fit your budget, so you can drive away in the car, truck, or SUV you've always wanted. The second thing is just simple hospitality. No gimmicks and no fine print. Our secret isn't really a secret at all.
What do you mean?
We respect all our customers and treat them fair. To put it in layman's terms, we just always do what is right.
That's it? Just good old Southern hospitality?
You got it. It's actually become the Brubaker way, and people appreciate that.
Stop and see for yourself. Brubaker Kia, Brubaker Infiniti, and Brubaker Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram in Prattville and Montgomery. Or visit them online at Brubaker.com. See firsthand why it's a better buy at Brubaker.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
.27 2 9 2 2 8, that's where we are. Hey, John, let's try to knock some of these out. D-Day anniversary, this might be the last time we have our living history can return to the... Listen to the way CBS plays this.
This morning's speeches highlighted those sacrifices of the troops who took part in the invasion. We've heard many personal stories from the veterans who are here today. Mark Phillips has covered several of these D-Day ceremonies. Mark, what makes this anniversary so special?
Well, the very fact that this is the 75th, and so if you were a young soldier around the age of 20, as most of them were, coming ashore on that day 75 years ago, you're well into your 90s now, some of them into their late 90s, and this could well be the last time this kind of living history can return here to have the experience and provide the lessons that an event like this provides.
It's interesting because it may be the last time, and surprisingly for some of these veterans, it's actually the first time they've been here since the invasion. It's very emotional for them, isn't it?
It is. I mean, some have come back several times. Some you do hear for the first time, getting on in years, wanting their children and particularly their grandchildren to know not just their personal story, but the significance of what took place here, and not just the sacrifice and the heroisms, but the heroism, but also the history.
So they make kind of a big point, and this is absolutely correct, is that this may be the last time that we're going to see some of these guys at an event like this. So let's listen to the second part of CBS playing this.
During the ceremony, we saw one veteran stand up out of, I think, a wheelchair to hug President Trump.
Yeah.
You know, this, how
yeah, that was
is
an amazing
this
moment,
event to veterans, do you think?
Well, on the evidence of that, pretty important. His name was Private First Class Russell Pickett. He was from, he landed at Omaha Beach. He was wounded three times, once in the first wave, was sent back to hospital, came back 6 days later, was wounded again, was wounded a third time later in the battle in France, and is the last survivor, it seems, of Company A that landed on the beaches here that day.
There were a number of veterans who were singled out today, both by President Macron and by President Trump. In talking to these veterans in the last few days, what strikes you most about them?
I think the fact that they've long ago come to terms with what happened here, and now they're dealing with kind of the significance in their lives. A lot of them went back home, started their families, had their jobs, started businesses, and what happened. But it's now occurring to them, as it would late in your approaching 100 years old, that this was probably a seminal moment in their lives.
Yeah, I was talking to Jake Larson, who we'll hear from later in this show, and he said the thing that it keeps coming back to me is how lucky I was to leave here, you know, seeing so many of his colleagues who are buried here behind us, and I think that's a sentiment a lot of these guys
have. You hear luck, and you hear, you know, you guys were heroes, and to a man, they will tell you, no, we're not the heroes.
Yeah.
people in these graves.
These people behind us are, Gail. It's, yeah, it is a sentiment that is shared just about universally by the veterans here.
It really is. Now, one of the things that they're going to ask a question, what do these people, what do these guys have in common? And I'll answer that question from my experience there. Listen to this next clip.
I keep hearing, Anthony, you know, true heroes never say, you know, I'm a hero. This is what strikes me about all of the, this is what strikes me really about all of these men. You talk about how emotional it is for the men. It's emotional for everybody who's just watching on television to hear their stories and to see the, what you have to say to them. You know, to a T, what do you find that they have in common? Is it their grit? Is it their courage? Is it their candor? What is it?
Want to take that one?
Thanks.
No, I just, I
all
think,
those things, Gail.
I think it's all those things, Gail. But it's also it's what Mark said. It's none of them. Everybody says we had a job to do. It's almost the first answer you get from every one of these veterans you talk to. No matter how heroic they were on the day, none of them want to take credit, and they want to give that credit to the people they knew they left behind, and they're all very conscious of that they were lucky enough to lead their lives and have families.
I think pride is the word that you often hear coming up, and not just pride in what they did, but pride in what their unit did, the band of brothers phrase so often.
Let me answer that question the way I see this. I was there, and this interestingly enough, I am the age now of the boys at Point Tahoe that Reagan addressed at Normandy speech in 1984. I am the age of those guys when I met them. When I was there, I was 30, and they would be 65. And I want to tell you something, the humility that those men had, there were nothing bragging. Mm-mm. Reagan, literally with them, we had a tent in the back where there was this reception. And so Reagan was listening to these stories that these men were telling. And there's a scene I'll never forget. The press were following their story, and there's a scene where there are two guys from the boys at Point Tahoe, and they're pointing down to where they were. And Reagan is looking down where they were pointing to. There's a Secret Service agent holding on to the back of Reagan's pants and holding on to his belt, so in case he fell over.
Oh, my goodness.
But he was that enthralled with these men. He was supposed to be there for like 30, 40 minutes. An hour and a half later, we said, Dave Fish had to go up to him and say, Mr. President, we got to go. Even if we go on afterburners, we're going to be back late. But it was absolutely incredible. So I think back at those guys, and I look back at the tape of it, and I was looking at them and thinking, that's me now. Yeah. And the humility was unbelievable. There was no pridefulness. There was no boasting. There was absolute humility, and it was absolutely